I've read all the current novels in the Witcher franchise. Should you? I have some thoughts. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things that we enjoy. Just Jim, the father, here today for this quick take episode, staying firmly in the fantasy lane, as I'm going to talk to you about some thoughts on the Witcher franchise, specifically the books. The books of the Witcher series were written by a guy whose name I cannot pronounce, Andrzej Sapkowski? A Polish author. It's Polish. I don't speak Polish. It was translated into English, though, thankfully, so I could read these books. From this book series has sprung a pretty good video game franchise, at least I've been told. Zach likes it. I've only tried a little of Witcher 3, and I wasn't very good. Okay, that's a lie. I was horrible at it. And The Witcher has also been adapted to television. It's still in process on Netflix. There are 3 seasons out already, and a 4th one is in development. This is a series that has its share of controversy. I mean, adapting popular fantasy series to television always seems to come with drama. Any Wheel of Time fans out there, you know what I mean. Any Shannara fans out there, I'm sorry. But overall, I think The Witcher adaptation on Netflix has been coming out pretty good. We have different content talking about that here on the channel. I think it's a reasonably successful adaptation. Some of the issues people have with it really aren't the writer's fault. There's some issues in the flow in the books that I'll talk about in a minute and make adapting it well kind of tricky. But then there's the whole issue with the falling out between the show writers and Henry Cavill, the nominally primary star of the show. He's the actor who was playing Geralt of Rivia, the main protagonist of the series, and unknown superfan, not Superman, superfan of the Witcher franchise. Creative differences were cited, some unkind words have been said, but they have parted ways, and season 4 has recast Geralt as Liam Hemsworth coming into play. And I don't know if I'm going to watch season 4. That is just not going to be the same. I'll probably give at least one episode a chance and see how Liam channels Geralt. But Henry Cavill was good. Now, I'm not here to talk about the TV series. This is about the books. And this is not your typical book series in the fantasy genre. The Witcher books include 2 short story collections, followed by a 5-book novel saga, each story leading clearly into the next that we recognize. And then at the end, there's another standalone novel that actually doesn't come at the end. It's more of a prequel, but not. It's rather confusing. The majority of the Witcher books were written in the 1990s in Polish. They weren't translated into English until, well, starting in 2007, and the final one translated in 2018. But that last one, that's the standalone novel. Well, it was published in 2013. So all the original Polish books written in the 90s, and then 14 years later, here comes one more book. Well, The Witcher Saga coming out in English, its final book had only been published in 2017. So boom, the very next year, here's one more. And you got people going to read this next book in The Witcher Saga. It's not the next book. That's where a lot of the confusion comes into play. You see, the first 2 Witcher books are not part of the saga. They are short story collections. And they are not written sequentially necessarily. They're just introducing you to Geralt of Rivia, the Witcher, his world, and many other characters that Geralt interacts with. The stories jump around time. They are not written intentionally in this sequential manner, no. Some of them are quite non sequitur. They don't try to tell one fluid story. However, they do lay the groundwork from which the 5 books of the Witcher saga eventually come. Sort of. Okay, there's these 2 different collections. The Last Wish, Sapkowski's, I can't say his name, Sapkowski's second published short story collection. The first one published in English. Okay, so the short stories weren't published in the same order. Anyways, The Last Wish does pretty much flow right into the saga, the five books of the saga. Not every short story in that one goes right in. It still jumps around a bit, but as you finish that short story collection, you have what you need to move into the books. But Sword of Destiny, the other short story collection, the one that was actually published first in Polish, is far less linear. It jumps all over the place. It's just a random collection of Witcher tales. English publishers didn't choose to bring that one over translation until 2015, so halfway through the books of the saga series. That may have been a good call for the flow of the story, but I don't know. It's still confusing. I read that one second because I did my research and saw the short stories it contains really come before the saga. So why would I want to wait and read it halfway into the saga? And I actually enjoyed the short stories of that second collection better than the stories of The Last Wish. But I was left confused and a bit frustrated with the lack of story flow. It gets to be a bit of a mess. Now, if you watch the series on Netflix, you feel some of that in the first season, where they also don't follow a linear timeline and you get kind of lost at times going, huh, what's going on? I kind of enjoyed how they reflected the chaos of the beginning of the series. Regardless, when you get to the five books of The Witcher Saga, published in English between 2008 and 2017, they're pretty darn good, though I felt they don't finish as strongly as they start. My feel was Sapkowski, in the end, couldn't quite figure out how to fully, satisfyingly wrap up all the loose ends. It happens to plenty of authors, so I give strong 5-star ratings to the first four books, but the final book, only a 4. Just a little dip. I mean, 4 stars is still good, but The Lady of the Lake, that last one, it's just not, it doesn't hit it right. And honestly, 4 stars might have been generous. I was probably colored in my thoughts on it by how much I enjoyed the rest of the saga. It rides the coattails of the other 4 books. And then you got that standalone novel at the end, Season of Storms. Even as I began the story, I was wondering why it existed. The saga was done. Finito. It's obvious there's no more to tell. But what I found was a tale of Geralt set back in the midst of some of the earlier short stories. So here's a full novel that happens before the 5 books of the saga. Thus, it's like a prequel, but it's not really connected to the 5 books of the saga. It's just something totally different about Geralt's experiences. It lacked any real stakes or purpose. And I finished the book saying, I really didn't need that. Thus, specifically due to the poor, weak plot, it got a lowly 2-star rating from me. Go on, take a look at my Goodreads ratings. I'm a very positive guy. You have to be really off to get such a low score from me. There's a few out there. See which that this matches up with. Not good. So in the end, I do recommend The Witcher for fantasy fans. You should enjoy this world, these characters, this story, but skip Season of Storms, that last standalone novel. It's a waste of your time. Or read it before you move into the books, before you get invested into the saga. Just read it in the midst of those short stories up front. But really, I'd say you're better off without it. Okay, that's it. That's my take on The Witcher books. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you've got comments about my comments, that's what the comment box down below is for. Feel free. We always respond. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.